Welcome to the weekly We Are LA Tech Remix episode.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent to connect with each other to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
My name is Matt Mayberry. I lead all sales and business development for Dopamine Labs, and we help make apps more addicting, more habit-forming in Venice Beach.
We tested a lot of things. I mean, I do this even now today. If I talk to a new person, whether they are in tech or out of tech or in academia, yeah, or they're older or younger, and I try and figure out who they are and what they would resonate with.
Yeah.
So to talk to a non-technical person and say, you know, we make apps more addicting, that doesn't really make sense. So I'll talk about maybe how we can get people to form better habits.
Wait, so you do kind of alter it depending on who your audience is?
I do, always.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I think a big takeaway for everyone listening is to make a list of a few that work,
mm-hmm,
and then just really think, and then maybe go to the events in town and like just test them out even on your mom.
Exactly.
And just see like if your mom's like, huh? Like, you know?
I'll give everybody a tip out there. If you're currently dating, if you're on a dating app or you're actively dating the community, go and pitch all of your dates
and I love that idea.
See what response you get.
Yeah.
So sometimes in the past, I've said things like, I work in artificial intelligence and it's died. Or I've said, I'm a neuroscientist and people have been excited. Or I've said, I make apps more addicting. And I've kind of split test and A/B tested all these different things with people that are not necessarily in my field to see what they picked up on.
I love it.
And when we were raising money, you know, there are certain VC firms that have different philosophies. So some just want to invest in mobile and some want to invest in like hard tech and science. Yeah. And we found out that kind of building or projecting more of the science side of what we did in our pitch, better for the science VC firms, or kind of more in the like fun and whimsical to the fun and whimsical kind of VC firms. And it's easier to connect with those people when they understand the language and what you're trying to sell them, basically.
Dopamine sounds like a fun start. I bet so many people would love to even intern with you guys or work for you guys. Where can they... Do you even have those types of opportunities available?
We do. So we actually just completed our first like official internship program. We had two very good interns. One was a computer science student at Stanford, and the other one was studying business at USC. And they were here all summer helping us build some internal tooling and do things like that. And so we kind of look to bring them on in the summer just because it syncs up more with school, because it is a demanding program.
Right.
It's very tough to do while you're still an active student.
Totally. And do you have job openings?
We do, believe it or not. We are looking for a front-end engineer and then also another salesperson. So if you have experience doing like SaaS sales,
awesome.
I'd love to talk to you.
Who do they connect with?
They should connect with me.
And how do they do that?
They can do that. I'll tell you what, if you're really good, you can find me online. I'm not going to give you my email address. This should be like test number one. If you're really interested in dopamine, it's a really easy way to find my email address.
Dude, I actually love that because it's kind of like a throwback to the whole Snap thing where you hunted for an hour online for something that you wanted.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or find the most unique way to get a hold of me on any profile or any way. I would love to hear from you.
You're the one person I'm not going to press to share because I love that idea.
This is Iman Gedji. I'm the founder of IAG Media, which helps e-commerce and info products scale through online paid traffic, as well as Grow Your Agency, which helps budding entrepreneurs start and scale their online agency. In terms of our company culture, there is no hierarchy. It's very decentralized. In fact, one of my team members, Kieran, he actually wrote a full article on what it's like to work for me. I think it's titled Iman Gedji, What It's Like to Work for the 19-Year-Old Evil Genius. And in there, he actually shares a lot of his frustrations. After reading that article, I actually changed a few things about the way that I run the company. Like before, I literally used to talk to my team members for 30 minutes once a week.
I remember.
And he wrote about that in that article about how it'd be so frustrating and how he understood why, or there'd be times where, you know, he needed to reach me for something and I don't, there's no way to reach me before 1 o'clock. I have everything turned off because right. I need that deep focus. So really, as I said, there's no hierarchy. I run a very decentralized model when it comes to my company. And for me, I genuinely care about my team. All of my team works with Billy, who's my full-time health coach. So not only am I trying to focus on my sleep, my mental health, my physical health, you know, meditation. I'm trying to limit my screen time every day and spend as little time as humanly possible on social media while reaping as many rewards as possible from it. I want to do the same thing for my team. So I literally have Billy, who's my full-time health coach. He tracks my team sleep, and I've got all my team Oura rings, and I got my entire team Viome.
And Oura ring is?
It's basically like a sleep tracker, health tracker. Actually, one of our old clients, incredible company. And Viome, which is basically like this gut microbiome test. I got myself that, and then I got the rest of my team that, and then they relayed that with Billy. So I genuinely care about whether my team is healthy, whether they're happy. I there's genuinely been days where, for example, Danny, like we've got some issues with client campaigns, or there's been Infusionsoft nightmares with Kieran, and I can genuinely tell he's stressed. And I don't actually know if this is an invasion of privacy. I have the physical data to back that up because Billy will tell me in the morning when he trains me, he'll be like, dude, I've been looking at Kieran's HRV recently, which means heart rate variability. And if it's low, that means that you're not recovering well. And he's like, dude, I think he's, you know, a bit under the weather. I think he's a bit underslept. And I will literally rejig Kieran's workload because of that.
Wow.
So it's
that's really cool because you're able to care more about someone.
It's in the same way that I built such a support system in the community for the education company within my own just internally within my own company. I built the support system for my team in the form of Billy, as I said, my full-time health coach, where I will know when to push them, when to kind of ease off. Mm. I will know everything from their mental state to their emotional state to their physical state.
Right.
And as I said, I can kind of course correct because of that.
My name's Cody Warner. I have a company called Cap Collective Video Production. We do highly produced commercial video. Currently visiting Los Angeles from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
If I'm shooting before 10 a.m., before I get the idea, I'm just kind of, you know, whatever is interesting.
Yeah,
I'm
getting, and you're amazing at B-roll, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Whatever's interesting, I'll be grabbing it. But then when I get the idea, at that point, I do start to think about, okay, what else is going to happen the rest of the day?
Yeah.
And that helps me to, it's really interesting. I just did this collaboration with these guys called Method Box, who are like geniuses when it comes to brands and like building. And they just texted me this morning and blew my mind. And they're like, it was really interesting to see how you vlog, because it's different than what we thought. You were actually editing before you even started shooting. You were thinking about what part of the day is going to drive my message. And then you would only start recording then, which then gives me less footage. So it's less editing. So I have more time to sleep. Right. So for them to say that and see that, I was like, that is what I do. But it's interesting that you called that editing, because I just call that being selective with what I shoot.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
Once I think about it and what else is going to happen, then I kind of know I have some indicators of, okay, I'll capture this. Yeah. I'll do a little talking piece here. This idea is about the free flow of thought and ideas. So I'll get some flowing water or like something visually represent that. And then, you know, oftentimes I'll go out of my way to go get some of those shots. Yeah. You know, I will have to go out and do something more creative instead of documentarian. But yeah, that's what it is for me.
Which is kind of exciting because it's like a little adventure.
Exactly.
You know, your process makes me think of something that came to mind only in the last couple of days. I've been wanting to simplify my life. My life is very complicated. Actually, I don't know if you're familiar with the business person Tucker Max. He's also an author. And I had the opportunity to learn from him. And he goes, Spree, you overcomplicate everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just sit with that because I really respect you as a businessman. So I just want to like see if there's any truth to that.
Yeah.
And I started to ask myself, are the actions I'm taking each day, like everything that I have in my calendar, in alignment with the like 2 to 3 things I want out of my life?
Beautiful.
Adventure, purpose, connection. If I'm not feeling adventure, purpose, or connection, and maybe a state of ease, like, should I be doing that thing? Wow. Remember, I even told you the other day I was going to go to a movie. Yeah. And then I asked myself, is that contributing to adventure connection? I'm like, no, because I was going to go by myself and it's just stressing me out to put something else in. Why do I need to go to this movie?
Why am I doing this?
Yeah. And so I feel like your editing process or your selection process is kind of like that. Like, is it in alignment with what I want out of my day and out of the message? And when do you sleep?
So I generally sleep from 11 p.m. to 3 or 4:30 a.m.
And is that comfortable for you or is that a sacrifice?
Oh, that's a huge sacrifice. I love sleep. In college, I slept 12 hours a day. I love sleep. So yeah, it's a massive sacrifice, but I just don't care. I feel like now's the time to capitalize. And if I have to give up sleep, I'm doing it.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.